The saga of the stadium has been going on for a number of years, but it's we're reaching the end point right now. Last year, we applied for funding to complete the stadium, and we received final confirmation of those government funds in June of this year. And that was to a costing of 5.7 million at the time. Now, inflationary costs have driven that up to 7.3, and we've been asked by the government to seek additional funds to cover that, which we've applied for 1.1 million from them. Now, the only caveat that they've given to us so far on that additional funding is that they need to see proof of us of our own funds. And to date, we've, in terms of those activities, we've we've secured $500,000 from the council. We've secured $500,000 from the FAI. And to cash flow, they're going to be paying that to us over the next 10 years. And to cash flow that, we've got a loan in place to cover that $1 million. And now, we also have gone and obtained a facility from our builder for $500,000. It's one of the subcontractors, actually, but he's doing the vast majority of the work on the stadium. So we've got a $500,000 facility in with him, which leaves us with $700,000 that we need to raise ourselves in the immediate term. So we're in a really good place. The government has supported us, the local council has supported us, the FAI has supported us. We're going to be developing a stadium that is going to be an asset to the whole of Donegal. It's going to, you know, the match night entertainment, the quality of the product that we're going to be able to deliver on a Friday night is going to, you know, improve massively. Like at the moment, there's only cover on one side of our stadium at the moment in Finn Park. And this will deliver, you know, a night comparable to anything really that you can get in the UK or any other country for that matter. We'll have, you know, the full match night experience from food to music to the football itself.
And how do you insulate yourself from further rising costs? Because even just in terms of concrete, it's gone up significantly, not least because of a government levy, which is being applied to it now, which I'm sure is applicable to this project. So what's the time frame? Because, you know, this process has to work really quickly, does it not? Because otherwise, you know, by the time you are ready to start, costs will have inflated again.
Yeah, well, good point in that. And one of the main things that we're doing to address that is that the fact that we've actually chosen a model that is, it's a modular build. So it's quite a rapid construction process. So once we've sat down now and agreed costs with our suppliers, the build time scale is very, very short. The vast majority of the physical build will be done in a very short period of time.
And what I presume, you know, there is there was a request made for the FAI or the council to dig a little deeper.
Well, from the conversations that we've had with them, they've said that, you know, that's as much as they're going to give to us. I'm sure, you know, we'll continue to speak with them to see if they can match their proportionate share of the increases as well. But, you know, at this stage now, it's down to ourselves. We've got to start that fundraising process and get it kicked off. I think, you know, people throughout Donegal, both, you know, people living in Donegal and living abroad, they see this. We've been going out, you know, this last year and communicating with people and groups, and they, you know, they appreciate what we're doing. They appreciate what we're building for the people of Donegal. It is a legacy project, and it is serving the, you know, we are a fan-owned club. We're not, you know, you're not lining the pockets of some multimillionaire or whatever by building this asset. It's for the people of Donegal. And it will be here for a very long period of time. So we will be going out and asking people to help us to support this project.
No, no, between the ever-present loyal fans, if this is bought into as a Donegal-wide project, which I know you're working very hard to do so, and of course the generosity of the diaspora can be tapped into, many with strong connections to either the county or the club itself, and maybe recognising the work it does too in our schools and things like that. If you get enough of a buy-in, 700,000 euro, as much as it is, begins to seem quite achievable.
It is, yeah. I mean, on an annual basis at the moment, if you work it out, if we were to get... one of the things that we've applied for with this project as well is because we are building infrastructure, you're able to get tax benefits on donations, which hopefully, you know, the donors will donate those tax benefits back to the club. So say someone donates, €1,000, we will be able to obtain another €400 back on that from the government on a tax rebate for the infrastructure. So it's anybody who donates over €250, we can claim the tax back on that. There's just a small form that we need to fill out for that.
Now,
it's a great incentive as well for people.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. And people don't do that enough, and an awful lot of money is lost to charities for that very reason, because there's not a huge awareness of that. So, Ian, obviously there's going to be things being launched in the near future. Is there a marquee fundraising drive? Is it a series of smaller ones? Or how much can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, at the moment we're just forming our committee. We have a number of different ideas. All of them, you know, there will be one main project which will be launched pre-Christmas, and it will be, you know, the main event to drive the vast majority of the funds for it. We're trying to tie in this tax element to it as well to, you know, further boost the fundraising efforts. But, you know, we've got a number of different things that we have run within the club, from our lottos and our 500 club as well. So we know that we have that base out there. But, you know, this project is not just for our fan base. It's for everybody in Donegal. You know, I've been in this role for just about a year and a half or so, and it's amazing to meet the amount of families, you know, right across the whole county of Donegal that have, in recent times, more so than anything else, had interactions with the club. And that's because of the work that our academy does. Mm-hmm. We've over 200 kids every year in our academy, which affects pretty much every family or every little village. Everybody will know somebody who has benefited from the club, but we don't have, you know, our current stadium. We're getting pressure from the FAI. We're getting derogations every year on our current stadium because it's not fit for purpose. And we've been asked to raise our stadium up to a Category 3 level, and it's physically not possible to do that with Finn Park.
Yeah, of course, and the stadium has to match the club's ambitions as well, doesn't it, going into the future. So, Ian, just once again, timeline this for us. You're saying that all the funding is in place, so once how much money is raised, can we actually start seeing work start on this? So what do you see as a realistic time frame for this stadium beginning construction, if all goes well?
Yeah,
or continuing construction, I suppose you could say. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we can actually start work right now. As long as the government see that we are starting our fundraising efforts, we can start the project right now. But as a club, there's a couple of different legal processes that we're in the midst of doing. Our lease is run below 15 years, so it's currently in front of the council this year to extend that out to 30 years again. And once that's done, there has to be a legal charge put onto the new lease. So again, those things just take weeks, if not maybe a month or so, to complete. But we have committed as a board to start work as soon as we reach the 500,000 mark in our fundraising efforts. And, you know, we believe that that's very achievable by the plans that we currently have.
And is there, like, rights, not that it might be worth 500,000 euro, but are things like sort of the naming of the stadium, a long-time tie-in, is that, are those options on the table, or is it, you know, say, three or an hour or whatever it might be?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We've reached out to a number of different agencies in Ireland who do that particular type of activity in terms of naming rights. Mm.